Hello, this is Simply Bridge, and you've entered the Red Zone. Hi guys, today I want to pretty much dedicate this day, which is Tuesday, as the day for love. So if I ever do a podcast on Tuesdays, it will definitely be about love and relationships. So strap yourself in and let's go. Here we go. So I want to talk about commitment issues. And this is something that's pretty prevalent in relationships. And you will find that a lot of people have commitment issues. And it can stem from so many different things: abandonment issues, rejection issues, insecurities. You can have insecurities. But the main thing that I'm finding is that the root of it is actually fear. What people tend to hold on to is fear. They're really afraid to be who they really are because they're afraid that the person won't stay committed to them. They're afraid of committing because if they commit, they become vulnerable. I mean, because, you know, relationships are actually, you know, it's something that you must, or you should. You should really show who you really are. You should really take the mask off. And, well, I should say this. You should be able to. You should feel secure enough to be who you really are and to know that this is not a situation that the person is just going to pull out on you. Now, let me say this, because you can't be in a relationship with someone and make them feel like they don't matter, like, you know, you don't really love them, you don't have respect for them. You know, you can't be in a relationship and project those types of things. But I'm talking about when you're in a place where you're with somebody and you can take the mask off and you can really be you. Well, that scares people. Some people are really afraid of the fact that they feel good with somebody, that they trust somebody, and they feel like they can open their heart to that person. It causes fear. And fear is something that will totally destroy not only your relationships, but your life. Because you can have fear in every area of your life. But when it comes to relationships, fear can cause you to be a loner. Just be alone. And I don't believe that people are meant to be alone. I really don't. And I don't believe that God has made it. I don't think he's made this journey to be lived alone. In fact, if he wanted us to be by ourselves, then he would have never made Eve for Adam. And we can't forget that he pulled Eve out of Adam. So Eve is actually part of Adam. So what happens is that when you get in a relationship that is truly ordained by God, you are really that person because you're pulled out of them. It's the woman, she's been pulled out of the man. So that's why you reflect that man. You may have ways like him. You guys may seem like twins. That's why. Because you have actually been pulled out of him to be a help for him. This recording is definitely going to go a little bit longer, and I want it to go as long as possible because I want to help somebody today. I must stress to you that we are not here to live this journey alone. There's a scripture that I want to point out, and I rarely do this, but it doesn't mean that I won't do it. But listen to this. It says, if two lie down together, they keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Then listen to this. And if one can overpower him who is alone, two can resist him. A cord of three strands is not quickly torn apart. So two is definitely better than one. And if there are any men listening to my podcast right now, listening to this episode, I want to share this with you. Do you not realize that it says, he who findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor from the Lord? So when you find a woman and you marry her, you obtain favor. And there's something else I want to add to that. If you find a woman and she's already walking in the favor of God, then guess what? That's double favor. So men, those that are struggling right now, and women, but this is for the men. You're struggling with commitment issues. Listen. The commitment issue is really a fear. It's really fear. And that fear is trying to keep you from favor. Think about it. The fear is keeping you from the favor of God. I'm going to end this right now because it's on 7 minutes. But listen, this is for my male listeners and female listeners. Please, guys, work on the fear that is within you. And the only way you can do that is to walk in faith and belief. So if you're with somebody that you really love, but you're scared and you're fearful, guess what you need to do? You need to keep going and riding it out. I will leave this with you. You have to ride out the waves sometimes. And I've seen some massive waves. I mean, they have been humongous. But guess what? Eventually, the waves disappear. You got to ride out the wave, and then it'll disappear. And that's the same thing with fear. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. It's not real, but your relationship is. So what I would like to say, or what I would say to you in this episode, is that if you have found the right one and you're scared and you're fearful, ride out the wave and watch God. This is Simply Bridge, and you've entered the red zone.